our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
Super special July 4th Independence Day of America Day.
Yeah. This all is relevant if you're not from America.
If this was a video podcast, you would see behind us all the fireworks that are happening in Seattle.
True story. Like, that's not even, like, a gimmicky thing. We can see the fireworks from our apartment.
So we're kind of watching the fireworks and doing a podcast at the same time.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to face the microphone all that much.
Ooh, that one's cool.
Podcast.
There's, like, purple and yellow and green.
Yeah, there's, like, a Mardi Gras one happening.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of forgot it was Monday because it was like a holiday. Ooh,
a holiday
those are
day.
Cool.
Ooh.
Like a hair barrette.
So you get to hear us doing commentary on the fireworks that you can't see.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be super
great. So that's exciting. So we had a pretty good week.
It's a good podcast, right?
We had a good week.
Doing commentary on fireworks I can't see.
Yeah. Can you hear them? You hear the popping in the background?
Probably not, right?
Yeah. I mean,
they're getting cooler, though. We're like, I don't know, 5-6 minutes in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting to do the cool ones.
They're bringing out the good ones.
They started out with, like, you know, you're boring, like, pink explodes everywhere.
Do they have fireworks in other countries for other reasons? Like, what?
I know China does, right?
They're made in China. But I wonder if, like, other countries have, like, specific holidays when they do fireworks.
Listeners in other countries, can you tweet at us or comment on Facebook or something and let us know if you have, like, if you do fireworks in your country?
Yeah.
Because I actually have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, is there a specific day?
Yeah, like, do they do fireworks for the Guy Fawkes Day or something?
Oh.
It seems like they would, right?
For the 5th of November?
Yeah.
Because it's like a blow stuff up day?
Yeah.
I have no idea. We are speculating.
I don't really know why we do fireworks for 4th of July.
Because bombs bursting in air?
I mean, what was that song about?
Independence Day.
Was it about a specific battle?
Yeah,
it was,
there's a
right?
Battle.
Like that Francis Scott Key guy wrote it.
Yeah, he was
about,
in a battle.
He wrote a poem and then they put it to music later or something.
Yeah, and then that's the national anthem.
And it's terrible. We need a different one. It has nothing to do with the United States.
It's
all
who,
like, war
who do you think
is great.
Who do you think should write the new national anthem?
I mean, it's probably
Beyonce
gotta be some...
or Adele.
Well, Adele is not American, so that might be weird.
It's fine.
Beyonce probably do a good job, right?
Or Lordy.
I think she did. She wrote that Formation song.
Which one?
Beyonce wrote Formation.
She does a new national anthem?
Yeah, it's Formation.
Okay.
It's all about black girls.
Okay.
Because they're way cooler than the rest of us. Ooh. Oh, what? Okay, so this firework that just went up.
It's still going.
No, this firework that just went up. Like, it... Okay, so it's like, it goes up and it explodes and it's pink, right? But like the right third goes and then like the next bit goes and then the next bit goes. It goes in layers. I've never seen that before.
You can't even, it's
what? Those it's, like strawberries.
It's cooler than what you can imagine.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love that you're giving commentary on the fireworks.
Listen, I said I was going to. I told you I want to watch the fireworks. And you're like, what's your podcast? And like, I'm watching the fireworks, so. I came from, like, a smaller town, so, what, that looked like a mushroom. Straight up mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
They're super cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, I came from a small town, so they could get some good fireworks, but there were never, like, these super awesome, weird, phased ones. Plus, there's been, like, 15 years, that was an apple.
Yeah.
There's been, like, 15 years of technology since the last time I really
fireworks technology.
Fireworks. Ooh.
So we actually walked down to where the fireworks were. It's like a 20-minute walk.
It's at a place called Gasworks Park. Which has some really cool old, like, pipes and buildings
yeah,
and
do,
stuff.
Yeah, do a Google of it.
That were largely blocked off today, so I think we're going to have to go back a different day.
Do a Google of the Gasworks Park. Or if you followed me on Snapchat, I did
you
post
did
it to my story.
I like this phased one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do you ever go to, like, a baseball game and they do, like, the wave? It's
so
like that.
I wanted to bring something up that we were just talking about. An inconsistency in the way that the months are named.
Yeah.
I just realized that September.
We were talking about a different thing though.
Yeah, but this came up. You were talking about all the fireworks.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna keep talking about them because they're just right there.
Well, I was trying to talk about how the months are incorrectly named.
You were talking about how we went down to the place where the fireworks were.
Yeah, and I told them to Google it.
And then there was a concert there by a band called Les Marseillais, and they were pretty good. And then we decided we didn't want to wait for 3 hours because we didn't have anything to do. We didn't bring like snacks or games or anything. We didn't want to wait 3 hours.
So we just came back.
So we just came back home.
And watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I ate some Cheetos.
Ooh, and purpley. Is the blue cobalt? Is that what turns blue?
I don't remember.
How
I know
you
it's
don't
different
know?
Elements, and I think like the reds and pinks are easier to get than like.
Yeah,
the
I know
blues
the green is copper.
Yeah.
I think the blue is cobalt.
Could be.
But yeah, they're different.
That seems too spot. There's like plane flying behind them.
Yeah. Plane's like, I should land soon.
No, I don't think it's anywhere near them.
No, it just looks like it is.
I once watched fireworks from a plane.
Oh, that was cool.
That was cool.
All right, anyway.
I once watched fireworks from a plane.
So,
I came back from Spain on the 4th of July.
So if anybody knows the history of the months and why they're named incorrectly, because September is supposed to be the 7th month.
Literally just Google it.
But why did they change it? Why didn't they leave September the 7th month and October the 8th month and November the 9th month?
I don't know what to tell you.
And December the 10th month.
Someone just did it.
They like transposed them 2 months.
Someone just did it.
I'm not okay with that. I'm real mad about it.
That's
what triggered me wanting to do a podcast because I was real mad about
that.
You
just wanted to be mad about the names of the month?
Yeah. Because who did that?
I'm sure Wikipedia will tell us probably like Caesar or some shit, right?
I don't think they were called that in...
And where did the January, February like thing come from? Because that doesn't feel like it has anything to do...
One-uary, two-uary.
Yeah. No, though. I don't know.
March?
Why are there only two uaries? Ooh. These are some cool ones. It's a red center with like a yellowy white outside part.
That's America.
It's America colors.
Red, white, blue.
The cool thing about watching these is that there's a significant delay between when the fireworks go off and when the sound hits us. Because we're over a mile away.
You should open the window so they can hear the sounds a little better.
I really don't want to do that.
Oh, it's chilly out.
It's chilly
I
out.
I really hope you guys can hear the sounds of the fireworks.
The downside of this is that... we can't see the ones. There's trees in between us and where these are going off, so we can't see the ones that are closer to the
ground.
Yeah,
the really low ones.
We
but there's
the
enough of them
ones.
Happening up in the sky that.
Yeah, and we could when we were actually standing by the window and not sitting over here, we could see the low ones better. But
what was the name of that band? Something Marseille.
Marseille.
It was.
It was Marseille.
Marseille. Hold on, I just followed them on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Here's
Marseille.
My Twitter shout out to someone. Let me see.
They could have picked a better band name, I feel like.
Let me see who I'm following. Hey Marseille.
Hey Marseille. Well, that's an entirely different thing than what you told me before and what I told Dan.
No, I said Hey Marseille.
Dan, I'm sorry. I told you the wrong thing. It's Hey Marseille.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
It was on the sign.
Well, regardless. Sorry, I got stuck watching fireworks for a second there. Regardless, they were actually pretty good.
Yeah, they sound a lot like Guster.
The problem was that there was a band playing, and also someone just playing loud, like, radio music over the speakers.
Yeah.
Like, that sucked. I don't know why they did that. You do one or the other, right?
You want to talk about the rest of our week, the things that we did, the places
we
went?
I
want to
talk more about the park. There were a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And you could tell some of them have been there for quite some time camping for their spots. And to be honest, like, seeing them from here, that is not worth it.
Yeah, because we can see it from here for free.
We can see it from here. I guess people who don't live in the neighborhood or live on a first floor, I guess first floor would be...
I'll be right back.
I bet this would be way cooler if we were on the third floor.
I just want to take a picture of the fireworks from you.
You're going to take a picture of them? Okay, you can take a picture of the fireworks. You might want to wait until, like the grand finale.
No,
or
I just want to do it from where I'm, like, in... From where I'm sitting.
Oh, just so people can see.
So they see from where I'm sitting.
Well, wait till at least there's some cool ones. They're in like a shitty bit.
Look,
right
I'm
now.
Probably gonna take some other pictures.
They're shooting up those ones that like rain down. Like you shoot it up and then they rain down and it looks like it's gonna kill everybody. No, these are terrible ones. Don't take a picture of these. Wait till cool.
I'm waiting for a good one. I'm waiting patiently.
Oh, there's some. Nope, they're bad.
It never looks good on camera either.
No. Oh, turn your flash off.
I didn't even have it on.
That is not going to work.
That automatically did that.
All right, well, we're at a low.
Yeah. We're
doing
a podcast. Yeah, I was trying to.
You had like a job interview or two.
There we go. I probably got a good one out of all those.
You think so?
Yeah, I took like a bunch.
You had a couple job interviews.
Yep. Didn't get hired anywhere yet.
Nope. I worked. That's pretty much all I do.
I have another interview tomorrow.
I worked super late. We had people, international people who came from different parts of the world.
Speaking of which, we have a snack.
Tell us about stuff. Yeah, I was just going to lead into the snack. So we have a snack. I'm off sugar right now. I've stopped eating sugar for the week, but I have to make an exception right now. Because our snack is sugar.
And also for the yogurt that you ate just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, and I think yogurt apparently isn't going to count because I have a lot of yogurt.
This is the white one we're eating?
Yeah, the white one.
Mitsuya cider?
So, yeah, it's Asahi Mitsuya cider, and one of my coworkers spoiled this for me, so I know what it is already. I didn't eat it, but she told me what it was. She's like, did you try that one? It's that thing. And I'm like, oh, I didn't.
It says cider.
I know it says cider, but there's something special about this candy, so.
Oh, it's special.
This is white. It is Chinese or Japanese. I can't tell the difference between the writing, and we had both sets of people come.
Ooh, it's
and
fizzy.
Visit us, so yeah, it's fizzy on the inside. It's like a zots.
Mm. It's fizzy on the outside.
Oh, it's fizzy on the outside?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh,
it's
it is.
So good.
What does it taste like?
It's almost like lemonade.
I thought it was a little bubblegummy.
Mmm.
That's good. That's
mm-hmm.
a good one. I approve.
It's covered in fizzy. I love it. But I did find my new favorite candy of all time.
It's so gross, and I don't understand why you like it.
It's called Rom Toff.
It's called Rom Toff.
And it's Romanian.
Mm-hmm. It's rum flavored. It's gross.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Adam recently learned that he likes rum flavored candy. Didn't know that before.
Mm-hmm. I don't like regular rum, though. I just like rum candy.
Right, well, because regular rum has gross alcohol in it.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't know. I don't like it at all. I made a shepherd's pie yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind
of
bland.
We have half of it left. We can put some sriracha on it.
No, that's okay. Probably just put ketchup on it.
Ketchup would work.
I can bring it for lunch to work tomorrow, though.
We did it in honor of observing the holiday today. We had some hot dogs.
We did. We purchased hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Ballpark Franks.
Yeah, $2 for the hot dogs, $1.25 for the buns. And we have 8 hot dogs for $3.
I had some leftover chili. Just happened to be around, so I put that in my hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really worth it.
I like ketchup mustard relish.
I don't like relish. I like dill relish. I don't like sweet relish, so.
I don't even know if they make dill relish.
They do make dill relish.
That
they
just
do.
Sounds like, why don't you just use a pickle?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would. Sweet relish is just gross. I don't know what to tell you.
I wonder what Seattle hot dogs are, like Seattle style.
Oh, like, Google it. Google Seattle
style
hot
dogs. Let's do that. We don't
know. I don't feel like they have one, because they eat salmon here. It's probably like a salmon dog, right?
Seattle hot dog.
Oh, it's going to tell you where to buy hot dogs.
Seattle style.
All right, what's Seattle style?
All right. Hot dog topped with cream cheese.
Cream cheese. I don't buy it.
That's from Pioneer Square.
From the, like, 90s?
Yeah.
We've never been to Pioneer Square. I do like cream cheese, so I would eat this.
All right, the meat is grilled, the bun is toasted, Polish sausage is common. That's not a hot dog.
Cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like they just really wanted a hot dog.
Onions. With jalapenos.
You know how, like, Chicago and New York have their own hot dogs? I feel like Seattle just wanted to create their own hot dog.
What's a Chicago-style hot dog?
I don't know. They'll get fiercely mad if I get it wrong. So.
No, it's got beef. It's beef hot dog with poppy seed bun, yellow mustard, white onion, sweet pickle relish with mint, sport peppers, tomatoes, kosher dill pickle, spear. Oh, you put a whole pickle on there. You use sweet relish and a dill pickle and celery salt. That's a Chicago
gross.
Dog.
And then there's Coney Island dogs, which are... like chili and onion.
That's very similar to a
mustard, I think.
Well, that's a Jimmy dog.
No, that's true. But Coney Island have chili.
Hold on, let me look up a Coney Island dog. Coney Island hot dog.
Oh, there's just no mustard. Oh no, wait, it's not chili. It's loose beef, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
With savory meat sauce and sometimes other toppings.
Yeah, it's not quite chili.
It just got meat on it.
It's just like a meat, a hot dog. I don't understand why hot dogs are such a national thing. Like, they shouldn't be. But I guess they are.
Oh. In Grand Forks, North Dakota, the three-location Red Pepper Taco Chain offer their Coney Dog.
What? How did that make the Coney Dog Wikipedia?
Red Pepper is in the
Red
Coney
Pepper
Dog.
Should not be on the Coney Dog Wikipedia. Red Pepper is gross. And also, they don't make a special Coney Dog. They just call a hot dog a Coney Dog. Anyone can do that.
Jimmy Dogs.
They're not going to be on Wikipedia, honey.
Hold on. This is a local favorite of from where I grew up. Yeah. Jimmy Dogs.
Jimmy's Hot Dogs in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. They have, okay, so a Jimmy Dog is just a regular hot dog. Hazel Park Frank. It has to be Hazel Park Frank.
Why?
Because they're local.
Okay.
And they use I don't know what kind of hot dog buns. But then it says brown mustard, chili, and onions.
I thought it was yellow mustard.
Brown mustard.
Okay.
I don't know. Let me see.
That is something in Phoenix.
Oh, jeez, hot dogs are...
That's something in Phoenix.
Oh, my God.
That's a restaurant in Phoenix that you've Googled, because you don't know how to
Jimmy's
use Google.
Jimmy's Hot Dogs.
You don't know how to use Google. There is no limitation on Jimmy's Hot Dogs only being in one place. You're going to have to put Hazleton into that search. You're going to need to put the word Hazleton in.
Look, I'm doing it.
There you go.
I've done it. Jimmy's Quick... Oh, it's because Jimmy's
Quick
Lunch.
Jimmy's Quick Lunch. See? It's your own fault.
Closed today. They're not open.
Well, yeah.
If their phone number is on Google, you can just call them up and ask them what's on it. And you get farmer's iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
Always. What? Are you kidding me? Why are you giving one star? You don't even know what's going on.
They're probably foreigners.
Don't order the hot dog.
What? Hold on. Go back to that one star review.
Uh-huh.
The first one.
Chili, onions, cheese, and bacon. Why would you do that? You're doing it wrong.
Go up. I want to see the one above it.
Cute but not tasty. Quaint vibe. Chili was unappetizing, bun was soggy, sourdough tasted. Because you didn't get a Jimmy Dog. You got something else. All it is...
Oh, I think we just missed, like, we're missing, like, the big stuff.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I think we just missed the big ending.
Yeah, it's brown mustard. See it clearly.
No, you pulled me away from the fireworks, and now I will never get to see that ending again. They just did the big ending,
Oh, my God. You could check it on YouTube.
No.
Somebody's going to post it on
now
YouTube.
Now I'm mad. This was supposed to be the us watching fireworks show, not the you Googling what's on a
Look, we did.
Dog.
We did that already. It's brown mustard. It's important.
I wasn't finished watching fireworks, but they finished without me.
I'm sorry that you feel so strongly about the end of the fireworks.
I'm upset.
In other news, I fixed my chair.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do you have it sitting and drying or whatever?
Drying? No, I just took the back off.
No, that's not fixed.
Yeah.
I would like you to fix it, actually, because we did not pay a bunch of money for a stool.
I don't have any way to fix that part.
Why not? Isn't that why we bought super glue?
No, I bought that for my phone.
Oh.
I guess I could use it for that too.
Yeah.
Since I have it out.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give it a shot. Once I get my super glue, I'll put it on my list. Oh, it's already on their chair. I'll add chair to my list. What else did I need to do? Oh, Goodwill.
We do not need to make your to-do list on the podcast.
Yeah, but I have a lot of things to do tomorrow. It's a busy day.
Well, it is a busy day. Come on, focus on the podcast.
I'm busy.
Focus. We are not creating quality content for our loyal listeners.
Okay.
Not that we ever do, but
should
we're
I sing
also
a song?
Done right now. You should sing a song. What song?
I don't know. Should I get my guitar to sing a song?
No, because it is almost 11 p.m. I know, but no, you shouldn't.
Okay, I'll just sing a song. Hey. Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Not really a song. More just you whisper yelling, hey.
Hey. That's my song. I just made it up.
What else did we do this weekend? Anything interesting?
We went to the mall.
We went to the
Everything's $1.50 Japanese store.
A Japanese store called Daiso. It's the same one that you got the candy from last time.
Uh-huh.
I bought a pitcher for water and
for
lemonade for $1.50. And I bought a glass, like, pourer thing for vegetable oil for $1.50.
Uh-huh. And I bought a can of
cold brew coffee.
Iced coffee. Cold coffee.
$1.50. Toucans, actually. No. Nope. No.
You don't like the crinkle noise?
No. Toucans, actually. But I didn't like mine.
That's audio engineering.
I don't like sugar in my coffee ever. Oh, okay.
What happened?
Something's wrong with your computer and it looks like we weren't recording, but we are, so it's fine.
Something is always wrong.
It's okay now. Oh, we upgraded to Windows 10 today.
Yeah, well, that was fun.
That's what we did. And now I can't tell where anything is.
Yeah, it'll take you a couple days to get used to it.
Yeah.
You just kind of, it's intuitive though. Like, oh, where would this be? And then you're like, oh, that's where it is.
One thing I do like that I'm sure other people don't, but I like that the start menu persists across both screens.
I can use
it on both screens.
I like that too.
That's a feature I actually wanted from previous Windows and I couldn't have it because I have a two screen setup.
Because mm-hmm. we're not messing around.
You have to pick which screen you want to be your primary screen. And that's the only one that the start menu shows up on. And I didn't like that.
And I do Twitch streaming, so it's useful when I have two screens so mm-hmm. I can chat in one and play the game in the other.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing a lot more Twitch streaming lately. That's going to curb, I think, when you get a job.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully the Twitch streaming curbs,
well, no,
or
hopefully
you
get a
job. No, you're going to get a job. I mean, that's...
Yeah. That's inevitable.
Not really negotiable.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of when and where you get a job.
Right. But we've been good at not spending a lot of money now.
Yeah, for the most part, except all the money we spent today.
$20 for food for a couple days?
Yeah. Well, we bought stuff at Walgreens, too.
Oh, I needed crazy glue to fix my chair and phone.
And ice cream.
Yeah.
And Cheetos.
Well, I don't know about the Cheetos, but the ice cream was promised to me.
The Cheetos were really important. Okay, I promised you could have an ice cream, not 2 pints of
Listen,
ice cream.
Listen, it was buy one, get one free.
I know it was
buy one. I couldn't just buy one and leave the other one there.
You could. Someone else is going to buy it. It's not just going to not get sold.
No, but you can't just not get a free one. If they're going to just give you a free one, you take the free one.
Okay, but that's the thing, though. That just means they're on sale. When they say buy one, get one free,
yeah,
it means they're on sale.
Yeah. Because you buy one.
No, but you don't have to buy two for the sale.
No, but at this place you do. Because otherwise it's you buy one... And then
mm-hmm.
you get it at full price.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other things are like $1.59 or get two for $2.
Yeah.
That's how Walgreens works. It's not like Target where it says you need 3 for $10 and they're actually $3.33.
Sometimes they are. Target more and more lately has been making you actually buy the amount.
Yeah.
Which is weird and annoying.
Yeah, but Walgreens is always, it'll say the original individual price or if you get more than one,
yeah.
you get a discount.
What else did we do at the mall? We went to the Container Store.
Yeah, they have containers.
They have stuff that contains other stuff. And then some stuff that isn't containers. Which was mildly frustrating, to be honest. But probably the most frustrating thing was that we found trash cans there that would have been perfect after we went and bought trash cans at Target that are
yeah.
not at all perfect.
Yeah, and we can't return them.
I actually hate them. But we can't do anything about it, so...
Yeah. Maybe someday when we have more money.
Yeah, when we have money. Hopefully we have more money someday.
Yeah. Someday when I have a job.
If anyone is listening to this from Seattle, Washington, United States, and would like to hire Adam to do literally anything.
Literally anything.
No, there's actually, you don't want to kill people, probably.
I mean, it probably pays well.
Yeah, but there's a lot of risk there. That's a high-risk job.
Yeah.
You probably don't want to kill people.
But I think is if I do one of those a year...
I was going to say you don't want to sell drugs, but part of that's actually legal here, so...
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. And not ideal. Because I think that the customers at the drugstore, want to know what's good.
Yeah.
And you can't tell them.
This one. People like this one.
Yeah, people buy this one. It's called Chubby Cheese. I don't know. They got all kind of weird names.
It's called Super Duper Get You Fucked Up.
Yeah.
It's the good shit.
They call this one the good shit.
This one's called the Purple Nurple.
That's probably a real thing.
Yeah.
Probably.
It is purple.
It's probably like a Tony the Tiger.
This one's called Elbows in My Macaroni.
What? Is that a reference to something? Because that sounded like you were referencing
No.
It came out too smooth. All right. Well, I'm just going to take that to you. Declaring the podcast is called, this one's called Elbows in My Macaroni.
Elbows in Macaroni.
So now this podcast is called Elbows in My Macaroni.
There you go. I like Chubby Cheese.
Chubby Cheese.
But if you want to go with the...
No. Elbows in My Macaroni. You declared it even. You were solid on that.
All right.
So I work 4 days this week, and then Dan is coming,
mm-hmm.
which I'm very excited about.
Yay.
Yay. I don't know where, like, we gotta, like, take him out to eat and shit, and we gotta figure out where to do that. I was gonna take him to that sushi place on 45th, but I don't know if I want to.
Okay.
I think there's better sushi places, right?
Like, the grocery store sushi is really good.
The grocery store sushi is surprisingly good.
And we should go to a place. I want to go to that Vietnamese restaurant.
Yeah, okay. I want to go to the ramen restaurant in Ballard.
Okay.
Because that one's really good. I like that one better than I like the ramen restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Wherever we can go that's free or super
cheap.
There's
not going to be anything free, but we're just going to have to bite the bullet and pay for some food, I think.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know what else to do, though. Like, we're going to the zoo. One day.
I want to go to the aquarium.
You want to go to the aquarium?
Yeah.
I've seen the zoo, but I need
an excuse to go to the aquarium.
I will go to the zoo with Dan alone.
Okay.
Then. And then you can go to the aquarium and we can go to the aquarium. We can all go to the aquarium. Unless Dan doesn't want to go to the aquarium.
No,
but
I'll just go to the aquarium.
The thing about Dan, and one thing that I really appreciate about you, Dan, is that you're pretty much up for anything. As long as it's not, like, too annoying.
Or murdery.
Well, I've never asked him to do a murder.
Yeah, we can't afford that anyway.
Yeah, we can't afford to do a murder. Like, if we get caught...
Well, no, I'm just saying we can't afford to pay for someone to do a murder.
Oh, no. Let's just do a murder.
Right. Because I think you're going to get, like, $25,000.
I wasn't going to pay anyone to do a murder. I thought you meant it's, like, a recreational activity. We're just going to do
a murder. No, I wouldn't do it unless I got paid for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, but even if you really, really didn't like a guy?
Yeah. I'd find somebody else who didn't like him more and have them pay me to do
it. Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying. So, what you're saying is...
Because that's something...
You
want to
frame a guy for murder.
Why do
so that
something
someone else,
for free that you can get paid to do?
That's true. I think it's hard to get into the murder business, though, right? Unless you just join the army.
You gotta know... Yeah. You gotta know somebody.
You just join the army.
Mm-hmm. They have murder people.
Am I gonna get a watch list for talking about murdering people?
I don't know.
Probably, right?
I mean, as long as you don't actually murder anybody...
Yeah, I have no plans.
What are they going to watch?
NSA
TV?
People who are listening, I have no plans to actually murder people.
Yeah,
like,
you can watch us watch TV every night and not go anywhere or go to the grocery store.
Sometimes I watch videos about mango worms for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Google that, please. I don't know why I've mentioned it. Don't Google it. You don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
What's different about Farmer's Iced Tea?
Oh, it's local. It's special.
Is it sweet?
Comes in a carton. Yeah. It's sweet with lemon.
With lemon? Does it always have lemon?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just Farmer's Iced Tea is lemon.
Can you face the microphone a little bit?
I don't know. Can you?
Yeah, I am. I already am.
Can you face your butt?
No.
I mean...
Can you face
I
your
would,
own butt?
I would, except your legs are making it
Can you
it
face
so
your own butt?
Yeah.
Because you asked
every,
me if I could face
every
my butt.
Day.
And I can't.
I'm
oh, constantly. Do you?
Yeah.
I've never seen you face your butt.
Well, you were not paying attention.
I thought I was paying attention, but I guess I'm not.
So I listed a bunch more cards in Puka Trade.
You did? That's true.
We don't have any magic cards that open.
We don't. They've been spoiling some stuff, though. I think that kitty came out between last week and this week.
Oh, the harmless kitty?
Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
Harmless cat.
I can see if there's any new
harmless
ones.
Offering.
Harmless
I think
offering.
Is what it's called.
Let me see if there's anything new.
They figured out the two cards together thing. I think we talked about that.
Yeah, that was last week.
They let out some planeswalkers. We talked about planeswalkers.
I don't know for sure if there's going to be a third planeswalker because they did 4 in Shadows.
Oh, you think they might just...
This might just stick with 2.
Just do 2.
Yeah.
July 4th, Eldritch Moon.
Whole bunch of them.
Liliana, and then Oath of Liliana.
Yeah.
Her oath is just, I'll keep watch. Happy now?
Yeah, because everybody wanted the black oath, and it took 2 more sets for them to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But this set is basically the third set in the Battle for Zendikar block.
Yeah, it really kind of is.
Yeah, it feels a lot closer to that than the
Innistrad.
But, well, I mean, it feels like both, which is cool.
It is a cross. It's very much a cross between both.
Yeah, I like it because it's so totally different than Shadows, but it still has the same kind of feel to it, but totally different at the same time. Which is, I like what they're doing with the sets like that, because, like, Oath of the Gatewatch, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was thematically similar to Battle for Zendikar, but it felt totally different because it was a different Eldrazi Titan showed up, like, Kozilek showed up, then everything was all colorless mana, and the colorless mana symbol and all that business. And now Emrakul showed up doing it entirely different, and now it feels a little different. And there's only two full-on colorless creatures in the set.
Really?
Yeah. The other ones are all the emerge ones that you have to pay mana to do that. It's Emrakul and that 3-mana one that you can cast it from exile.
If you're going to face away from the mic, you really got to speak up.
Yeah, well...
It's just already really quiet tonight. I don't know why. Did you turn down the balance on the microphone for streaming?
No,
don't touch anything now.
Okay, I didn't mess with anything. Where is it, this guy? I don't know where he is, doesn't matter.
I don't know where it is either.
But it's the guy, he's like 3-mana for a 3/3, and then if he gets targeted, you exile him, and then you can cast him from exile.
That's cool.
Yeah, that guy. But anyway, there's some cool cards.
It'll be exciting to see how this plays out.
All of the flip cards except for one are colorless on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
What?
We had a contest!
Well, we did have a contest.
We had three people enter. We had two people accidentally enter.
Okay, we should do a random.
And one person not accidentally enter. Okay, we'll do it in order of who entered.
Who entered first?
Dan.
Dan. Okay, one is Dan. Who entered second?
I'm not sure who it is. Your Twitch follower, Twitch, I think?
Rifkin.
Rifkin? Okay.
And then third was Marcus.
Third is Marcus.
Okay.
Now, of course, now some stipulations here. If you win, you will have to provide us an address to mail you something. So, I mean, if you don't want to do that, then that's going to be a problem. You know, we could just roll a die, right?
Yeah, but I already have the random number generator.
Okay.
Okay.
See who wins.
One to three. Number three.
Marcus, you won.
Yeah, hooray.
You won some surprise stuff. We'll send you a bunch of stuff. We're just going to need an address. I don't care if it's international because it's obviously going
to
be.
Yeah. We'll put some enough stamps on there to get it to you.
And I heard you mention in your last podcast that we said you should visit Seattle, and that's true.
Yeah.
You should visit Seattle.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe, like, take a minute because you're just in the States.
Yeah.
Like, maybe don't come twice right away.
Yeah. You know, next time you show
there's
up...
There's nothing that's that different about Seattle that's worth coming, like...
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. But if you ever are in Seattle, let us know, and we now that we have a spot on the floor, we can...
You can
sleep
couch
there.
Couch surf on a floor, or you could get a hotel.
Yeah, or get a hotel.
They have hotels here.
They have that, but...
have those.
If you want to not pay a bunch for a hotel...
Cool. I think the podcast is already following you, so you can DM us on Twitter with an address, or you can email ahapodcast@gmail.com is probably easier.
Yeah, and we'll just
You want to forget that you ever even entered, just ignore it entirely.
Yeah.
But we should probably tweet out that you won too, because in case you don't get around to listening to this for a while.
Yeah, that's true. I can just send him a tweet.
That's important. No, we can do that after the podcast. We can do it after the podcast. You're going to do it right now. Okay. Make sure you tweet from the podcast account, not from your own. Yeah, I don't think you can switch accounts on there.
What?
Yeah.
I'll do it from my phone.
Yeah, do it from your phone. Or you could just wait till we're done with the podcast.
You know,
I think we're almost done with the podcast.
I could do that, but it's more fun to do it live.
You already made me miss my fireworks ending live, so...
Yeah, and it was more fun.
Did you hear about the rich man who bought his wife a wig?
Tell me all about the rich man.
He heard she was getting bald at the office.
Oh.
Yeah, like B-A-L-L-E-D, but he just thought it meant
right.
She was losing her hair.
Right.
Yeah, that's like a weird thing to think though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who would think that?
Mm-hmm.
An obstetrician called on Mrs. Rich Person. Oh, I'm sorry, what did we decide their last name? Richards. An obstetrician called on Mrs. Richards 2 days after she had delivered a husky youngster and found her holding an ice bag to her bosom. Trouble with your breasts? Asked the MD. No trouble, doctor, replied the rich woman. I do this to keep milk fresh. Because body temperature is inside the not safe zone. Like for food temperatures, right? Like body temperature is. The safe zone is like 120 or something. It's like between 40 and 120.
Oh.
So milk technically would go bad in your boobs if you don't ice it. Right? Right? This rich person woman really knows what she's doing.
I think once it's exposed, then like it gets bacteria and stuff in it.
Oh, I need another rich person last name.
Oh,
we already have Richards.
Hold on. I thought of a good one.
Okay.
Oh, damn it. I don't have it ready. I'm on the spot.
Yeah, the first name's probably Chad.
Chad. Blake.
Blake. Mm-hmm. Is that a rich person name? Yeah. That's like a rich kid name. Like a rich, like a trust fund kid. Like a 22-year-old trust fund kid. That reminds me of the kid that we talked to at the bus stop today, who said that he met some entrepreneurs in Michigan, and he came out here to make money so he could retire by the time he's 25.
Uh-huh. I hope that goes well for
him. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to go well for him. All right, well, I really do. I need two rich person last names for this, though. Carlton?
Bumblers.
Okay, Carlton it is.
Bumblerston.
Mrs. Richards and Mrs. Carlton were talking about their husbands over the backyard fence. If my husband's big boomerang grew another inch, said Mrs. Richards, I know could take all of it. Me either, agreed Mrs.
Bumblerston. I'm going to just say Bumblerston.
That's the whole joke.
Hilton.
That was the whole joke, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you reiterate?
Yeah. I'll just read it again. Mrs. Richards and Mrs. Carlton were talking about their husbands over the backyard fence. If my husband's big boomerang grew another inch, said Mrs. Richards, I know could take all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Me either, agreed Mrs. Carlton.
So she's doing sex with
a boomerang? Yeah, behind her back.
With a boomerang?
With a boomerang. Yeah, it's like a long boomerang. How would you call it a boomerang? Mm-hmm. If it's that bent, you need to go to a doctor. Like a real doctor.
Like a real wiener doctor.
Mrs. Richards' car stalled. She telephoned the mechanic. There's nothing wrong with your car, he said, except that you're out of gas. Oh, is that all? She asked. Tell me, I'm not too far from my house. Will it hurt my car if I drive there with the gas tank empty? That's a rich person thing. A rich person would totally ask that, because they never drove themselves.
Mm. Oh, more fireworks. I got some leftovers.
I think those might just be people setting off fireworks.
Oh, yeah, because it was a little off-center. That was the big finale.
Oh, no, there's another one.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
encore.
They must have just found some more.
Like, I might as well just set these off while we're... Because what else are we going to do with them?
Yeah.
I think there was just two. All right. We've done a podcast.
Funny. We had a podcast?
That was our podcast.
Ooh.
Remember when you made, like, a strawberry drink?
I didn't really make a strawberry drink. I put frozen strawberries and blueberries in water.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really... It's just infused water.
Mm-hmm.
Think of strawberries and blueberries... And think of water that they've been soaking in, and then that's what it is.
That's all, folks.
That's... Hold on. How do we sign out this podcast now?
Better... Mango...
Mango the fuck away.
Oh, that's not nice.
Oh, but...
You better not... carrot.
What? Use that. No, use carrot. I did... What I say, like, wear it, don't carrot? That's pretty good. I like that one. What other foods are there?
What other thing is a food?
Fruits and vegetables?
I think it was like vegetables.
Are we limited to fruits and vegetables though? Oh.
Cabbage. See, next week, cabbage.
No.
No.
You can't just do like a greeting and then add a vegetable at the end.
Better.
Just like, all right, talk to you later,
cucumber.
Aren't
you glad I didn't say cabbage again? Okay, bye. It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.